this next portion of the show to my dear friend, and she is also my producer for my new album that's going to be coming out in the fall. It's my first album I've done in 5 years, and she's one of the best producers I've ever worked with in my life. She's extremely talented, and her and all of them, my fellow colleagues, as a favor to the Florida Folk Festival, have taken time out and to come down here and be a part of this for us, and I appreciate it. They're all very dear friends. You're going to hear. I do want to tell you guys, I want to address my songwriter buddies. So many times we go to play places, we always feel like we have to play our hits that we've written. But I want to tell you guys, these guys love anything you play tonight, so you don't have to just play your hits or whatever. You can play whatever you want tonight because they'll appreciate it. So feel free to do that.
Hey, 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 we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laurie White.
Hey. It's good to be home. I grew up in Dunedin. My dad, Larry White, who is out here, grew up in Sop Choppy. My mother, Yvonne White, who's also here, grew up in Vernon, Florida. I am a Florida cracker for so many generations back we couldn't even count. I'm proud of it. So it's really, really, really good to be home. And by the way, I just want to let y'all know, I'll give you kind of like the backstage, behind the scenes story on Castaway. I've had so many people come up and say, I thought he should have followed you, you know? I thought he should have just gone ahead and followed you off into the sunset. Well, I can tell you that in the original ending, as we shot it, he did. After he gave that little smile, the next thing you saw was him getting in his Jeep as fast as he could and hightailing it down the road after that girl in the truck. But when they showed it to the test audiences, the women in the audience said, oh, no, 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 he hasn't suffered enough. He hasn't grieved enough. He's still in love with Kelly. And so they decided to cut the very last moment of that scene just to kind of leave it more up to the viewer's imagination. But for those of y'all who really wanted him to follow her, I just want you to know he did, and they're living happily ever after. They already have about 3 or 4 kids.
That's hot. That's hot.
Can you hear this keyboard? You got my keyboard okay? Got it? I'm going to introduce you to a... Oh, yeah. I'm going to introduce you to my co-writer on this song that I'm about to do a little later in the night because I'm lucky enough to be sharing the stage with him, Mr. Gary Nicholson, down there on the... Woo! But I want you to know that tonight I am here on the stage mostly as a record executive, mostly as a suit, because I wanted to be here to host and introduce Florida and the Florida Folk Festival to the record label that my husband Chuck and I started called Nashville Underground, because it features some of my best friends and some of the most talented writers that I've ever been around. They're kind of the people behind the scenes. They're kind of the people responsible for the songs that make the superstars superstars, and that's why we call it Nashville Underground. But I wanted y'all to know about them. I wanted to introduce you to them. And so I'm just going to do a song that's real special to me, and then I am going to introduce you to the real stars of the show. But the song I wanted to play for you is one that's real close to me. It's on a new album that I just finished called Green Eyed Soul. It won't come out in the stores until January, but you can actually get a copy tonight before anybody else in the world. It's back there at our tent. It's called Green Eyed Soul. And this is a song that I wrote about my home place and my home people. My grandfather was a Primitive Baptist preacher near Sop Choppy, near Crawfordville. I grew up listening to him preach and singing in his church every now and then when we got to visit. And fell in love with the panhandle in Central Florida. And I went in and told Gary about this song idea that I'd started. I had all these lines and pictures, but I didn't know what the song was about. And Gary was a great enough friend and writer to help me birth it. But it's on the new record, and it goes out to all my Florida family. Spanish moss dripping from a live oak tree, mockingbird sitting on a cypress knee, sweet old sycamore blowing in the breeze, the slamming of a screen door. Ice cold creek and sugar white sand, pink azalea blooming like to beat the band, granddaddy reaching down to take my hand to go to the candy store. Me and Jesus, we was thick as thieves. Wash me in the blood and Lord, I believed, and I gave him my heart at the altar call back in Eden before the fall. Eden before. Himself had nothing on him, the boy couldn't be denied. His daddy's in the pulpit shouting fury and fire, was sneaking out the back door behind the choir, and it couldn't be wrong, cause it was pure desire. We were saved and sanctified, lying on a bed of magnolia leaves. I was an angel, Lord, and I believed, and I gave him my heart, Lord, I gave it all back in Eden before the fall. Eden before. Thanks, y'all. All right, it's my privilege now, as the head of the record label, to introduce you to Nashville Underground. Some of the very finest songwriters ever to work in and around Nashville. They've written some of the biggest hit songs of the last decade, pop and country and rock and roll and blues and every kind of song you can imagine. But they're not only the greatest writers, they're also some of the best singers, players, producers, and just overall musicians and entertainers
Dang,
around.
We did.
I love this community of talent so much that I married into it. So I want to introduce you to my husband, Chuck Cannon.
Thank you.
To his right is Pam Rose. Many of you familiar with her from her duo with Marianne Kennedy, Kennedy Rose. And then my buddy, Mr. Gary Nicholson. And down on the far end down there, y'all say hello to Chuck Jones. Chuck Jones, you want to kick us off?
Be glad to. I tell you, it's the first time I've been to a folk festival, period, much less this one. And this one seems like the one to go to if you're going to go to a folk festival. You're only going to go to one. But I think I'll try to go into a bunch of them from here on out because, man, this has been a blast. Here's a song I had out on Diamond Rio a while back.
I don't need any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little strong, dig a little deeper. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you girl what's in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger. You tell me you're lucky one, go to see things differently. And I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. Yeah, I still feel the need to love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you girl what's in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
I should borrow your guitar.
Okay.
Hey, dude, I'll just use his guitar. Let's go.
We got a technical difficulty on Mr. Nicholson here, so we're going to swap a cord out real quick. So if that don't
Gary
fix it, I'll loan him mine.
We gave Gary the wooden mic.
So,
you want to use this one here?
Because I want you to play along with me. Okay. So let me use Chuck's guitar.
All right, I'm down.
Are you in?
I'm down a whole step.
You're down a whole step.
Okay, I am too.
I'll do that. Let's be down a whole step.
Would you rather go on mic?
No, I'll just play Chuck's guitar.
There you go. That's what it is. Yeah, it'll be better.
We're gonna.
I'll trade places.
We do this all. No, here, man. Here, we just pass
okay.
the guitar.
So we're doing a little musical chairs here. Oh, no, now this one doesn't work.
Hey, Chuck, how do you activate this guitar, buddy?
There you go.
All right, you got it. I'll need mine up for this one, too.
Hey.
There we go.
That was worth waiting for, wasn't it?
So... this is a song that I wrote with Vince Gill about 1997, I guess. He came over to the house and he wanted to write a song, and he kept singing a ballad all day long. So we started talking about George Jones and how when George quit drinking, or was trying to quit drinking, Tammy Wynette hid all the keys to the car so that George couldn't get in the car and drive off to a honky-tonk. But she was walking around the house one night, and she made some toast. And then she noticed that George was gone. And she went and looked in the 5-car garage. All the cars were there. So she took a little drive down the street, and that's where she found the riding lawnmower parked outside the honky-tonk. So look for that in the last verse. She was standing at the front door when I got home last night. A good book in her left hand and a rolling pin in her right. She said, you come home for the last time with the whiskey on your breath. If you won't listen to my preaching, boy, I'm gonna have to beat you half to death. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through. I know I drive you crazy, baby, it's the best that I can do. We're just some good old boys making noise, I ain't running around on you. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through. First she took my glasses, cause she knows that I can't see. She said, you ain't going nowhere, boy, till you spend a little time with me. Then the boys called from a honky-tonk, said there's a party going on down here. Well, she might have took my car key, she forgot about my old John Deere. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through. I know I drive you crazy, baby, it's the best that I can do. We're just some good old boys making noise, I ain't running around on you. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through. I'll pick a little bit for me. Chuck Jones on the guitar. Say we're through. I know I drive you crazy, baby, it's the best that I can do. We're just some good old boys making noise, I ain't running around on you. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through.
Give me just one more last chance before you say we're through.
Thank you.
Hello. It's back in the motherland. I just have to say, tonight when we were walking down to the Valley of the Shadow of Food down here, we were walking through the Spanish moss, and the leaves were just so on the dirt, and it smelled the right way, and, you know, you get the black stuff on your feet from the white sand, and we watched the full moon coming up through the Spanish moss and the live oaks, and it's just great to be here, so. Could you turn my guitar up just a hair in the house, please? That's great. I just finished a CD. Of course, you know, some of you may have heard some of the work I did with Kennedy Rose, which I just enjoyed my time with Marianne immensely. We've each made our own solo records now, and I've just finished mine. It's called Morpheus, and it's amazing. We just happen to have some here tonight, so. I'd like to do a song from Morpheus, and this is really exciting for me because I see the lady doing the American Sign Language on the side of the stage, and I think that that is a real treat for me. It's a first for me, so I have really been enjoying you speaking the song language. Really, thank you.
guys. That was great.
When I was a little boy, I spent all my summers just about an hour or so west of here. My mama grew up in Wasissa, Florida. And y'all know where that is? Jackets on the watermelon, honeysuckle in the air. Daddy turning on the sprinkler, us kids running through it in our underwear. Old dog napping on the front porch, his ear just a twitching. Fall asleep on granddaddy's lap to the sound of his pocket watch ticking. Whoa, whoa, it doesn't feel like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about it every now and then, but you can't go home again. Me and my best friend Ricky set up a backyard camp. Stole one of mama's mason jars, poked holes in the lid and made a firefly lamp. Me and Jimmy Monroe sneaking down by the river, and I'm still haunted by the taste of the kiss I was too scared to give her. Whoa, whoa, it doesn't feel like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about it every now and then, but you can't go home. There's a blacktop road, a faded yellow center line, and it can take you back to the place, but it can't take you back in time. Whoa, whoa, it doesn't feel like it was all. About it every now and then, leaves in the gutter, a hole in the screen, no big as your fist, and flies on the butter. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Play a pretty new song here. This has never been recorded by anybody but me.
Years old, reaching for a hand to hold. She still tells me, wipe your feet, son, wash your hands, it's time to eat. Yeah, she believes she's heaven sent to protect my long lost innocence. What she sees in me is nothing but the best. In her eyes, I'll never be anything. It's a love strong enough to forgive the rest. If only I could always be what she sees in me. This ain't the paradise I promised her, it's just a slice of life with an average man. Honest work with calloused hands, and it bothers me I can't deliver all those things I swore I'd give her. But she still looks into my eyes like life with me is some kind of prize, y'all. What she sees in me is nothing but the best. Her eyes, I'll never be anything less. It's a love strong enough to forgive the rest. If only I could always be what she sees in me. For each day when I walk through that door, she runs to me and holds me tight. In her eyes there shines a light that reaches to the deepest part of all that's good inside my heart. The places that are kind and true, and I know I must live up to what she sees in me. It's nothing but the best. In her eyes, I'll never be anything less. It's a love strong enough to forgive the rest. If only I could always be what she sees in me. What she sees, what she sees, what she sees in me. What she sees, what she sees, what she sees in me.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank y'all. Appreciate that. True story.
I'm going to do a song that I co-wrote with Tim O'Brien. I don't know if you know Tim. We just got the word that the Dixie Chicks recorded this song.
Oh, no.
No way.
It's a good thing. I'm so close to you, baby, but you're so far away. There's a silence between us and there's so much to say. You're my strength, you're my weakness, you're my faith, you're my doubt. We gotta meet in the middle to work this thing out. More love, I can hear our hearts crying. More love, I know that's all we need. More love to flow in between us, to take us and hold us and lift us above. If there's ever an answer, it's more love. We're afraid to be idle, so we fill up the days. We run on a treadmill, keep slaving away. Till there's no time for talking about trouble in mind, and the doors are all closed between your heart and mine. More love, I can hear our hearts crying. More love, I know that's all we need. More love to take us and hold us, to flow in between us and lift us above. If there's ever an answer, it's more love. Now just look out around us, people fighting their wars. You think they'll be happy when they settle the scores? Let's lay down the weapons that pull us apart. Be still for just a minute and try to open our hearts to more love. I can hear our hearts crying. More love, I know that's all we need. More love to flow in between us, to take us and hold us and lift us above. If there's ever an answer, if there's ever an answer, if there's ever an answer, it's more love.
Underground has a little tent here at the Folk Festival. It's right up there. You can see that right next to the blue light. And you can get...
Blue light special.
Blue nights tonight only. Each of the artists up here has their own independent solo projects. Pam's album is called Morpheus. Gary's got a great band called Fortunate Sons. Chuck Jones just made and finished his first album, Inexpressible. And Chuck Cannon's Mailbox Money. They can all be found up there. In addition to, if you just want a little smattering of everything, we've got two Nashville Underground sampler albums. It has 6 different artists, 12 songs. Some of them are real big hits, but the real gems are the ones that you haven't ever heard before, that haven't been cut by anyone else, and that no one else can do quite like these writers, the artists themselves. But wait, there's more. If you act now, you can also get. We have Nashville Underground t-shirts and these really cool black baseball caps with the cool NU logo on them. And those are up there at the tent also. So I'm the record executive tonight, so I'm doing the merchandise plug. So make sure you get up there and get a copy of everything, one of everything.
This moment brought to you by Nashville Underground.
And now back to the Grand Ole Opry.
Pam Rose.
Well, I'm tickled to death to be on the Suwannee River. I have to say, I've seen some old friends here. I've seen my friend Carl, who came up and said hi to me before the show. We went to elementary school together, and that just makes it really special when you come home and see old friends. My heart still beats fast when I cross the line, and I'm not very superstitious about a lot. Ooh, hot mic. Sorry, couldn't help it. It's Saturday Night Live.
That's right, it is Saturday Night, isn't it?
I'm not superstitious about very many things, but every time I come to Florida, I have to throw a penny in the Suwannee. And, of course, Billy mentioned that I went to Florida State, but, of course, having been raised in Brevard County and graduated from high school there. All right. The Space Coast. I half my friends went to Gainesville and half went to Tallahassee. So, believe it or not, I mean, we used to party then, and we partied at every probably inch between Gainesville and Tallahassee. And once, for good luck, and every time we'd cross the Suwannee River, we'd throw a penny in the Suwannee. But once we'd actually been drinking beer and driving, and whilst throwing, we go, oh my God, here's the Suwannee River. And before we could get our pennies out to throw in the Suwannee, we ran into the bridge abutment. So we had to throw in about $5 worth of change that time. It wasn't bad, it just scraped the fender of the Volkswagen a little bit, but make sure to throw your penny in the Suwannee, but
watch that bridge about
drive responsibly.
Yeah.
I'd like to get you guys to help me out on this. Changing my life with your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you until the mountains are valleys and every ocean is dry, my love. Never before did I know how loving someone could be. Now I can see you and me for a lifetime until the last moon is rising. You'll see the love in my love.
I'll still be loving.
I'll still be loving you.
Oh, I'll still be loving.
I will.
I'll still be loving.
Oh, I'll still be loving you. I will.
I'll still be loving.
I'll still.
I'll still be loving.
I'll still be loving. I'll still.
Guess what? We do a whole lot of sitting around in rooms staring at blank sheets of paper, trying to come up with songs that that make people dance, make people laugh, make people cry, and make people fall in love. And like Gary said, what everybody needs is a little more love. And I'm going to sing y'all a love song, man. This is the one that brought me to the dance. Years ago, back when I was dating Laura, you know, when you get to that place in a relationship where you call each other and talk all the time and you start running out of things to say and you just kind of sit there and listen to each other breathe for a long time. Well, I'd called her one night and was sitting there listening to her breathe on the phone, and I heard some water running, water splashing. I said, "What's that?" We'd been on the phone now for about 2 hours. And she said, "Oh, that's my bath water." I said, "You're taking a bath? You've been on the phone for 2 hours?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm taking a bath." And it gave me an idea for a line in this here song I'm going to play for you now. And it goes like this. Now, this version of it that you're going to hear, now there was a famous version of it, but you can't, the only place that you can get this version is in that tent up there. And this is a duet version of this thing, and I'm going to ask Laura to sing with me on this thing. Here you go.
I just want to warn everybody out there, you got to be real careful what you say and do when you date a songwriter. Anybody out there that's thinking about that, just, you know, consider that.
That your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, and how you enjoy your 2 hour bath. The way you convince me to dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane, but I love the way you love me. Strong and wild, slow and easy, heart and soul, so completely I love. You love me.
Thank y'all. Thank you. That's my wife. That's my baby, Laura White. And we got...
That somebody else made the song well-known, but I did a version on my CD, Inexpressible, which is purchasable in the back. And I was real lucky to get enough to get Pam Rose over here in her old cohort, Marianne Kennedy as Kennedy Rose, to sing some backgrounds on this with me. And maybe y'all can join in this time.
Something to believe in forever faithfully.
train.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
You got me working around the clock, honey, trying to figure you out. I know time is money, but there's more to life, honey, than how much you can spend. You got to make a little time for the good time. Honey, can you squeeze me in?
I'll pick a chuck. Talking about, you got me working around the clock, honey, trying to figure you out. I know time is money, but there's more to life, honey, than how much you can spend. Gotta make a little time for the good time, honey, can you squeeze me in? You got to make a little time for the good time, honey, can you squeeze me in? Honey, can you squeeze me?
Woo! Thank you. Woo!
I know you wrote that, man. Great.
This is a different guitar. Could you turn this up just a hair? I'd rather not do it here. It's a tiny guitar, but... Hear that okay? Yeah? Okay. For my last song, I'd like to do the lead cut on my CD, Morpheus. This is kind of, like I said, when I grew up here and went to school, you know, I was kind of a, you know, hippie-ish folk singer, sort of a little too serious. Not much has changed, but... You know,
Well, I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to play a song that that I just wrote not too long ago. And I've been playing this thing around a little bit, and some people have actually told me it's sacrilegious. But the fact of the matter is every single word of this is right out of the Bible. I love the Lord. It's just that sometimes all those these and thous kind of confuse the issue. So me and my friend Phil Madeira got together and we made us up a song called If I Was Jesus. And it goes like this. If I was Jesus, I'd have some real long hair, a robe and some sandals, that'd be all I'd wear. I'd be the guy at the party, turning water to wine. Me and my disciples, we'd have a real good time. Ooh, and I'd lay my life down for you. Yeah, I'd show you who's the boss. I'd forgive you and adore you while I was hanging on your cross. If I was Jesus, I'd have some friends who were whores. I'd run around with the wrong crowd. Lord, I'd never be bored. I'd heal me a blind man, get myself crucified by politicians and preachers who got something to hide. Ooh, and I'd lay my life down for you. Yeah, I'd show you who's the boss. I'd forgive you and adore you while I was hanging on your cross. If I was Jesus, if I was Jesus, I'd come back from the dead. And I'd walk on some water just to mess with your head. I'd know your dirty little secrets. And I'd look you right in the face. And I'd tell you I love you with amazing grace. I'd lay my life down for you. Yeah, I'd show you who's the boss. I'd forgive you and adore you while I was hanging on your cross. If I was Jesus. I was Jesus. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank y'all. It's been a real pleasure being here tonight, and I hope y'all will come over there to the tent and meet us here while Billy's getting ready to come on. And Laurie's going to sing y'all a religious song here too.
So much. Thank you for having us. It's been great to be here. And I think all of us would really love to come back. Have you gotten the hint yet? Billy Dean is going to rock the house in a little bit. We're going to close out with this one. And we're going to be back there at the tent, hopefully meeting everybody here before Billy's set. But this is definitely a sing-along. Y'all are required at the chorus to join in. It ought to be pretty obvious. Well, I should have been home hours ago. I always lose track of the time. So I'll just hold up this wall while I try to recall a thought from the back of my mind. Oh yeah, I remember it began with a wink when you caught me looking at. So don't ask me if you can buy me a drink. I know what you're trying to do. Leading me not into temptation. I already know the road all too well. Lead not into temptation. I can't find it all by myself. And on bass, Billy Dean. Now I've the best of intentions, Billy, Lord knows I mean to be good and stick to the path I should go. Oh, but seems the harder I try, the further I slide, till I'm lost down that same dead end road. Now you're a good looking thing, and that must be the best proposition that I've had all day. But there's no need for subtlety, darling.